Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, give us your word today, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, as Martin Luther says, help us to read, mark, and inwardly digest it for the strengthening of our faith in you and love and service to our fellow brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come and eat. Come and eat. You know, I grew up in East Tennessee in the Appalachian Mountains. And I think this was very prevalent there. Maybe it is in other places too. I'm pretty sure because Lutherans are good at this all over the place. But especially was good in my hometown. I loved my grandparents and my grandma especially. And one of the greatest things ever, I remember growing up, even when I was a little boy and then when I started driving on my own, and even when I went away to college and then on to seminary, or even when I was a pastor and I'd go back to visit, it never failed. You'd walk into grandma's house and she would have something to eat, and she would want you to eat, whether it was her homemade biscuits, which I loved, or cabbage and noodles, which I loved, or fried okra or fried green tomatoes, you name it. Grandma had it, and it was the best food in the world. Nobody could cook like grandma. Mom's the second best. I'd be close to that. Yeah. But grandma, there's something about grandma, right? And man, you just knew that with every bite of that food, her love was just pouring into you. And the amazing thing is she would enjoy watching us eat. And I think that it, in a way to her, it was like we were loving her back. It was pretty awesome to think about. And now when I go home and I go to visit, Mom always makes sure that I have my favorites there. She makes these wonderful pie crust cookies. She makes the best homemade frosting I've ever eaten. And a lot of times I just want the bowl of frosting. Don't even worry about a cake. But that's kind of the way we show love a lot of times, right? I think that happens a lot. I see it in the church, and I see it. I just see it. It's a beautiful thing. When we think about families, when we come together for holidays, or we come together for special occasions or family reunions, there's always a smorgasbord of food, right, to eat and to enjoy. Yeah. And you know what they say, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I guess that's true, too. Food plays a very important role in our lives. Food is a way in which we share love with each other. Food is a way in which we share fellowship with each other, which is so vastly important as we spend time with each other. Food is also important for our health. We need food to stay healthy. We need food to have energy. In fact, just recently I was doing a project, and I put into this project about daily caloric intake, and I was surprised that my body needs almost 2,000 calories a day just to do its basic functions. Breathing, blinking the eyes, all its basic functions. I was like, wow, that's amazing. Who even knew that? 2,000 calories almost for just basic functions. I would have never guessed. Food is important. Food is very important. It plays an important role in all aspects of our life. And as I said in the children's message earlier, for me, it's vastly important because I don't get food. I turn into one of those Snickers commercials and I get a little hangry. So I got to make sure I eat. Oh, how God does it even more. Oh, how God gives us love and nourishment and strength as he feeds us. And oh, how important is it to eat of this spiritual food. I don't know many people that would, obviously there are some exceptions, right? But not many people go and skip meals intentionally or decide not to eat anymore. I mean, that's just kind of, we don't do that, right? Our body has these things that warn us, like hunger pains, or we get dehydrated, or maybe we get weak after put in the hospital if we don't eat. These things are important for us. But I'm really worried today that people don't spend the time in the nourishment of God's word. Luther does say in his writings, read, mark, and inwardly digest God's word. Inwardly digest it. That point of knowing that God's food is nourishment and food. We need that every day. A lot of people think, well, I can go to church whenever I want to, and I'll miss here and there and go once occasionally, maybe every so often, or Christmas and Easter, and that's good, and I put in my faith. No. The reality is, when we don't spend time in God's word, we don't spend time daily in his word in devotions, we don't spend time in word in worship, we don't spend time with the word in fellowship with each other, because in fellowship with each other, we're sharing God's love, we're sharing God's word, and that's vastly important. We don't spend time bearing each other's burdens and in fulfilling the love of Christ, as St. Paul tells us. We don't spend time being nourished with God and with Jesus, our faith grows weak, and you can see it. You can see it today in our society. hatred, racism, grumpiness, people who are more apt to share their opinions, and then if you disagree with them, not like you, people holding grudges, families falling apart, social media, look at how bad it is, everybody gravitating to the negative and not celebrating the positive and all the blessings that Jesus has given us, and the list goes on and on and on. Even more people walking away from the faith, not spending time with God, not putting his commands and his love first in our lives to share with others and to share with him. It happens all around us, and we can think of even more examples if we want to, but this is a direct result of you and I not spending time with God and being nourished and immersed in his love and food that he gives us. This is vastly important for our Christian life, just as earthly food is important to our earthly life. We need to feast upon Jesus, who is the Word. John 1 says, the Word was with God and is God, and the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Jesus is the Word. We need to feast upon him for that strength that we need. And when we do, we will find peace that passes understanding. And a lot of people are looking for that, and we desperately need that. We need that in our world because there's no peace out there, brothers and sisters. There's no peace. And as I said in a message a few weeks ago, that peace can only be found in here in the depth of the soul, as it's given to you by Jesus Christ himself, which can only be connected in the Word. We need forgiveness. That forgiveness only comes through the power of his Word. We need love, his love. That love comes only in the power of his Word. We need him to be our rock, our fortress, and our refuge, just as Psalm 46 says. And Psalm 46 says, be still and know that I am God, so that we can know that he is our refuge and strength. The God of Jacob is our fortress. We only know that when we spend time in God's word. We need to know his heart so that we can spread his word to those who don't believe, share his word with those who are downtrodden, be hope to those who are dying. We cannot do that unless we're in his word, feeding and nourishing, being nourished by God. So how do we do it? Well, this happens in many and various ways. Number one, every time you go to God in his word, every time you spend time opening that Bible and sitting with him, you are being fed and nourished by God. Fed and nourished by him. Yes, you are. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus enters into your life and gives you the hope and the promise and the salvation that he has brought for you. Every time you are connected to his heart. James says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. This is how it's done, my brothers and sisters. Every time we celebrate, well, when you had the gift of baptism, you were fed and nourished by God. When we celebrate the gift of baptism in the lives of others, when we celebrate the gift of baptisms, and some of us make the sign of the cross when we say the invocation, that's remembering that the cross was made upon our forehead and upon our heart in our baptism and celebrating our baptism. Some Lutheran churches even have little bowls of water, not holy water, just plain water, right as you enter the sanctuary. And we did this in college and in seminary, where you dip your finger in and remember your baptism with the water on your head in the shape of the cross. In these ways, when we say the Apostles' Creed, we're remembering our baptism. In these ways, by celebrating baptism, God is pointing us to the fact that in his word, by the power of his Holy Spirit, he has made you his child, loved, forgiven, and redeemed forever. By the resurrection of Jesus and the death of Jesus and his resurrection, he has made you his child. He has given you his kingdom. And if God is for you, no one can be against you. And then, of course, every time Jesus stands at the table that he has set for us at the Lord's Supper, and he so graciously says, come and eat. Come and feast upon this meal today. As Jesus, through this wonderful sacrament of the Lord's Supper, sweeps into our lives, a mystery above all mysteries, right? We can't truly understand it, as bread and wine are the body and blood of Jesus. It just is. It doesn't become. It isn't magical. It's nothing like that. It just is by the power of his word. Bread and wine with God's word is the body and blood of Jesus. And as we eat of it and as we drink of it, God pours forgiveness and grace and love into our lives. He strengthens our faith. He gives us peace. And he whispers into your ear, I am with you always. He calls you by name. Ken, Nancy, Joe, Bob, David, Elizabeth, Stephanie. He calls you by name, and he says, I love you unconditionally. As you hold to the bread, which is his body, and hold to the blood, which is his wine, clinging to the very Jesus whom the disciples were able to touch, you touch in the sacrament, clinging to the Savior of the universe. He whispers into your ear, I love you unconditionally. And looking back to last week, nothing will separate you and me. It is crucial for our souls and our salvation to be nourished by God in His Word and in sacrament. St. Peter says very, very sternly, be careful, stand on guard. Your enemy, Satan, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. It doesn't take us long to see that there are people who are once in faith who are losing faith or have lost their faith in this world because they have not been on guard. And that's the reality. The question people ask all the time is, can somebody lose their faith? Yes, Scripture clearly shows that, unfortunately, and it is sad. God never gives up on them. We never give up on them because God's love goes forever and He already saved the world. But faith, that treasure, can be lost by our inaction to spend time with God and by our action of spending time in sin. We desperately need to stand on guard and be alert by immersing ourselves in this nourishment from God in word and sacrament. Please understand that. I'm not telling you to do this because the church wants control over you. I'm not telling you to do this because it's organized religion. I'm not telling you to do this just to have something to do. I'm not trying to burden you. I am telling you because I love you. And I'm telling you because I love Jesus. And I'm telling you because you mean the world to me and I cherish each and every one of you. And I'm telling you because I want to spend eternity with you. Connect with God daily and be fed and nourished by Him. And when you do, you will draw close to Him. He will draw close to you. And when you do, you will know His heart. And when you know His heart, you will see that His heart is unconditional love, no judgment, no grudges, and grace and forgiveness for everyone. And when you see that, you too will begin to practice that in your lives, and then the world will change one heart and life at a time as you carry that wonderful sustenance, the wonderful nourishment, the wonderful strength of a God who loves you and forgives you by the power of His word and sacrament with you everywhere you go. So go. Be with God. Just be with Him. Fight the temptation of Satan. He's already lost. Jesus already won the victory. You have the time. You have the ability. Feast upon Jesus. In His name. Amen.